Jennifer's flag suit, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This meeting is being held in compliance with the provision of public law 1975, Chapter 231, Sections 4 and 13 of the Sunshine Law. Added notice of this meeting has been supplied to the official newspaper of the Branchville Borough Council, that being the Sunday and Daily New Jersey Herald, and is posted in the usual location of the posted notices. Roll call.
This is the regular meeting, January 4th, 2023. That's okay. Mayor Fredo?
Yes.
Council members Bathgate?
Here.
Bellis?
Here.
Doremus?
Here.
Orr?
Here.
Van Stone?
Here.
Weitzel?
Here.
Approval of the minutes for December 4th? Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Bathgate?
Here.
Bellis?
Yes.
Doremus?
Yes.
Orr?
Yes.
Van Stone?
Yes.
Weitzel?
Yes.
Motion open to public?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Bathgate?
Yes.
Bellis?
Yes.
Doremus?
Yes.
Orr?
Yes.
Van Stone?
Yes.
Weitzel?
Anything you have, any public have anything to say? Mickey, you're hiding down there. Nothing from the public. A motion to close to the public?
Second.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Bathgate?
Yes.
Bellis?
Yes.
Doremus?
Yes.
Orr?
Yes.
Van Stone?
Yes.
Weitzel?
Yes.
Resolution 1123, refunding tax overpayment. Katie will take care of that. Explain that.
We had a bank that made an error in their payment, so I do carry a credit in the amount that they're requesting back, $3,013.72. They did sign off on a letter and a voucher, so that's just refunding them, which I do carry a credit, so it works.
Okay, I need a motion. Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Bathgate?
Yes.
Bellis?
Yes.
Doremus?
Yes.
Orr?
Yes.
Van Stone?
Yes.
Weitzel?
Correspondence from space, that's to help take care of the deer, and we think it's the same price it was last year. Motion?
Motion.
Second. Roll call.
Bathgate?
Yes.
Bellis?
Yes.
Doremus?
Yes.
Orr?
Yes.
Van Stone?
Yes.
Weitzel?
Yes.
This is Warren Township Shared Service Agreement. This is the dog pound? Dog
you got center. It.
This is the
control officer.
Went up a few dollars. It didn't go up much. Kate and I figured I went up about $80. That's about it. We checked last year. I need a roll call. Motion first?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Bathgate?
Yes.
Bellis?
Yes.
Doremus?
Yes.
Orr?
Yes.
Van Stone? Weitzel.
Now, you have that Simmons packet. I talked to Gottheimer, Josh, about 2-3 weeks ago. Or not, I talked to Cheryl. She's going to get back to me within a couple weeks. So I told her we need about $1 million to $1.5 million. I'm just guessing. Kate and I will sit down and try to get close. But she's supposed to call me back in 2 weeks. So we can wait. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to get him to come to a meeting at the Borough Hall, because I like to talk face to face. And when I do that, you know, Lee, the water people should be sitting there, and Dave Simmons, and we'll go over this whole thing. So that way we know where we stand. So is everybody okay with that?
Yeah, we've got to get in touch with RCAP Solutions too.
Yeah, we can do that.
We're going to get in touch with him probably next week. Dave,
she's going to call me in a couple weeks, and then I'll let everybody know, and then we'll get together. Okay? Kate, remind me of that recap.
Well, we're going to talk about this. I mean, some of this stuff, I don't know.
Oh, just so you go, before you go, I'm sorry. I talked to one of the new commissioners, and I complained about the $60,000 that was going to cost us for that water project over there. 519.
Well, I don't think it's necessary, that one.
Yeah, I talked to him about it, and he's new, so they were going to go back and talk about it. But he said, the way he explained it to me, right, Kate, there's funding that the state, that the county can get funding to do that. It's part of a funding.
Still don't see it necessary, but the county money or our money?
Yeah,
I understand. Everybody's money.
Just so you know, I talked to somebody about it.
I know, but that was the thing, you know, I mean, you know, I know we put a lot of things on this paperwork. But, you know, sometimes maybe it'd be better off if we concentrate on what we need to have, because that's maybe when people are looking at this going, do they want the world or do they want what they need?
The water main and the water main and the phosphate and the wellhouse.
Yeah.
But my opinion.
Yeah, and even like the wellhouse, I mean, that's a big number for the building. I mean, but for the building itself, I'm not sure where all that's...
Well, I got a lot of equipment.
Almost $400,000 for 750 square feet.
I don't know.
Which is where I'd like, I don't know where they came up with.
You can talk, well, once we sit down, we can always talk. You know, let's look and talk to see how much we can get.
I know.
And then we'll talk.
Based that on your wants or your needs, or you know what I'm saying? It's one of those things that I don't know what...
I understand what you're saying.
Look like we're asking for stuff we don't necessarily work, you know, like we're that way, that anyhow.
All right, so if everybody's in agreement, we'll wait for him to contact me and then we'll move on from there. Is everybody in favor of that? Okay, then we have tax assessment proposal assessor. What is that?
So Christy would like to switch the tax assessment software that she uses. It is a savings. How much, I don't know. Mickey, you might know, but it is a savings, so we will be saving. She can basically go out in the field and use this program on her laptop, which it's much easier for her, and it will transmit the information from her computer to my computer, which is essential. So she uses this in other municipalities. She's very happy with it.
She said Sussex is changing over. Wantage already has it, and somebody else, I don't know if she does another one, they're going to do it.
Yeah, Sussex and I, yeah.
So make it easier. Make it easier for her and make it easier for us.
So we're just changing what she uses now, so we're already, dollars and cents wise?
Correct. We're going to be in the negative, Troy. I can't tell you how much, and I'm sorry, I should have checked, but yeah.
So it's not like we're adding on.
I said higher or lower, and she said lower.
It's $300.
Okay, thank you, Mickey.
Okay. Now, I need a motion on this, right, to...
Yes, please.
Somebody want to make a motion that we proceed with this proposal?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Roll call?
Bathgate?
Yes.
Bellis?
Yes.
Doremus?
Yes.
Orr?
Yes.
Van Stone?
Yes.
Weitzel?
Yes.
And then you have a raffle for the Branchville Fire Department.
That raffle, I just have to request, actually, Keith, a sample ticket, okay, before I send it down?
Yeah, I made them aware of that.
Thank you.
Have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Roll call?
Bathgate?
Yes.
Bellis?
Yes.
Doremus?
Yes.
Orr?
Yes.
Van Stone?
Yes.
Weitzel?
Yes.
And then you have the Borough Branchville zoning officers, sheriff, what they did in patrolling. And then you got the DCA, which Rich will talk about, that grant. All right, Mr. Van Stone, you're up.
I talked to Harold about the letter from the county saying we would investigate that. I haven't heard back from him about that yet. I also talked to him about the discretionary funds, and he said he would inform the newspaper, so he hadn't heard anything yet. And I also talked to him about the grant for recreation. I met with a representative from Harold Fowler's office, and he talked about a pickleball court and a playground. Now, he informed us that a pickleball court would cost almost $100,000, which would be the maximum for our grant. Or the letter here about playground equipment would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 70, looks like 60 to 70. So he sent us a blank proposal for the grant. So we had to talk about how much we would want to invest in recreation. I thought we talked about playground a lot longer period of time. So I think that would be more something we talked about first. That would be really important.
Yes.
Part of the grant. well as adding new pieces. So just looking for a quote from everybody for what they thought.
No, I definitely think, yeah, those sorts of playground thing, I think that's more of a, I mean, be used by more people, I think, but honestly, probably. I was also going to mention, too, I mean, since we might have some money left, years ago, there was basketball hoops down there, and they paved. They took them down, they said they were going to put them back up, they assured me they were going to put them back up, and it was like 15 years ago. So I don't know if that's something we can look into, because there should be some money maybe left over. You know, if we could set them up on the edges of the parking lot going the opposite direction, you know, than they were before. Just a thought, I think they would get a lot of use.
Yeah, it's something we would have to put into the grant itself because it's a reimbursement loan.
Right.
So it's not like we would have money left over if they're going to pay us back what we spent. So if that's something you want to put in.
I would like to put that in a couple minutes. I looked into them before, prices probably changed, but maybe you're looking at probably $3,000 for each one, $2,000 to $3,000, I think.
What's that for, Troy?
The big poles, you know.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but they have to be the ones that come up and
right.
Go around. Yep. There's certain ones you have to have for safety reasons, for, you know, the way they're constructed, so.
Now, where are you proposing to do that? At the end of the parking lot? One?
Yeah, towards the end, but if you put one towards the playground and then you put the other one towards, like, Sabenko's house, like that
okay.
way, so you could actually have a court type of a, you know, area where it runs, you know, back and forth, so that's, like I said.
And one thing that came up was, when we were talking about the playground, was traffic for the, we have to do something different, you think, or are we just going to utilize the, I mean, I was just throwing it out because that was something that you talked about was, you know, traffic in the parking lot.
That was pretty much if there was a lot of pickleball cars there. But just
okay.
for the park, the playground, I don't think that would be...
Well, what he's mentioned is basketball, so I don't know if that would create a problem.
Sometimes.
If we would have to change any striping or anything like that. I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah, no.
Well, we could ask him and see how he feels about it.
Right.
Make it hard to do that.
Just keep one thing in the back of your mind. I am talking with Select the Risk and Planet Network
right.
about a playground. So
yeah.
I'm hoping to contact them within the next week or so. I know, but whatever we do here, we can always do something with them.
Well, they can contribute to it. And
I'm hoping they're doing the whole thing.
And then
yeah.
If you look at the price of them, it's $70,000.
Well, maybe I can talk to them into putting a pickleball court in, too.
Well,
part
I mean,
of it. Yeah, you know, we can incorporate everything.
That might be another year. If they're talking $100,000 for a pickleball court, I think that's excessive.
Yeah.
First thing we got to do is authorize
the resolution.
For the grant. Might not even get the grant.
Right.
Yeah.
So we should have some kind of plans just in case we do get the grant, but.
In case we don't.
In case
so
we
somebody
don't.
Make a motion that we fill out the resolution. Second.
To include
the
blank space or how much to request, and then a description of the project. You want to add the basketball
right.
Items to it, but you'll need to fill in those blank spaces, obviously describe the project.
We can do that.
So I guess based on what Rich said, 70 grand, plus I think Troy said three apiece for the...
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I haven't looked in here, so
okay.
I don't know.
You're also going to consider it's going to be prevailing wages, though, too. So if that may be a little bit more, we'd probably closer to 10, I would imagine.
So you might want to ask for $80,000 and then describe the project to include what Rich has mentioned, as well as the basketball equipment.
And then it also says these costs do not include construction documents, bid documents, construction management, and inspection by our office. So we got to find out if Mr. Pello's going to donate his services, or is that included in the...
Tell you what I do, I ask for the whole $100,000, you got enough. They can always turn you down.
He sees $100,000, he's going to want a good chunk.
But I'd ask for the full amount, that's up to you people.
We can't hurt that for the full amount.
No. Okay, so may somebody make a motion with the changes and that we ask for $100,000.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any more discussion? Roll call.
Bathgate?
Yes.
Bellis?
Yes.
Doremus?
Yes.
Orr?
Yes.
Van Stone?
Yes.
Weitzel.
Everybody has this photo, right, in their packet?
They do not, Mayor.
Oh, here, pass that down. That's part of the equipment we're looking at.
Too cheap. I'm too cheap with color ink.
I don't blame you.
I know.
Rich, anything else, buddy? You going to do under...
Operator?
Oh, well...
Equipment operator?
We met with some people. We only had six applicants at the time, so we want to advertise again. Katie, did you call around for that?
Yeah, that is, it is advertised, correct.
So we're advertising again, see what we get without a CDL license. Because Barry has applied for his training course, so he can get his CDL. So we may not need to have CDL. So we see if we can get more applicants this time. Or we can go back to some of the ones that we had seen before. So we really have to get everyone. We just want to be able to see more people because Darren made mention that we worked two people for many, many years. So he wants to have the right person. And he was one to kind of push that out of the advertising. So we need to make So we'll be re-advertising sometime before the end of the month. We'll set up some interviews and see if we get more people. So.
Do you want to bring up about the construction official while you're there?
Well, I was going to wait until after.
Okay.
I mean, well, if you want to do that, now you brought it up. Mike Robinson says he's moving into July or June. So we're going to meet about commitment and possible ways to
fill
that position when we look through applications for this next round.
Now, just on that note, I mean, he is going to run through July then?
June, second week in June.
Middle of June, Troy.
We're going to have to advertise relatively soon, so.
Yeah.
We're going to have, it's going to be about 3 weeks from now, we're going to talk about it.
All right, because, I mean, I actually remember Rich Mullen that they were mentioning it years ago when I was on the council about the state. I don't know how that all operates most of the time, but maybe it would be something, because obviously we can go back, but if we're going to have like this a happy year type of thing, if we wanted to attempt it, try it and see how...
Through the state?
Yeah, the state does the inspections.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, he's the off, basically what Mike does is the official, he sets up the meeting. We have our inspections through Mr. Christofferson, who's our building inspector. Mike does the plumbing. But he's also the building official, so he's the one who sets up the thing. So he runs the office, so I don't think having the state run our office would be a way to go myself.
Right.
And we got time. We got time to talk, right? Rich, any more?
No.
Rusty?
Yeah, I got Barry starting the CDL license here at the end of January. Also, Darren is going to be starting, I think, his classes too, end of January, you were saying. It'll be like 8 in the morning to 11 in the morning, he's going to be in the class. Fort Churchill, I finally got the registration for that car. I took it over and I gave it to Kate. She has it now on file. I got a complaint about... from Darren, there was a car out here in the parking lot. I gave Justin McCann, the notification of the car and license plate number. And I came back to 6th Main Street. It's been out here since July. Got two flat front tires, hasn't moved. The license is suspended, and it's not registered. Expired 9/21/22. So, I don't know what you guys
want to
do with that one.
We'll probably send him a letter and ask him to.
Do you know where she lives, Rob?
They said 6th Main Street.
Oh, we're Churchill.
Well, we'll send her a letter.
I don't have an address.
We don't have an address?
But we could.
We can always take it to her.
Yeah.
So somebody make a motion that we send a letter to this. Resident about moving her car. If it's not moved within 10 days, we're going to tow it. Second, roll call.
Can we do it?
Yeah, we'll do it anyway.
Well, can we do it?
I think we can.
It's legal?
It's in the municipal parking lot?
Municipal parking lot, yeah. Yeah, we can.
I'm sorry.
Right, I'm sorry.
Bathgate?
Yes.
Bellis?
Yes.
Doremus?
Yes.
Orr?
Yes.
Van Stone?
Yes.
Weitzel?
Yes.
Anything else, Rep?
Yeah, also had Darren getting quotes for clay for the ball field down there. Get one or two loads, so I can see what it is.
Wait, $100 ago.
We're going to have to get someone to put it down. Got to put it down, get it looked down right. And the other thing is getting a quote price for backup. I'm going to have a guy come up and look at it from Cat and John Deere, see what kind of quote they will give us, and I'm bringing it back in February.
I'm sorry, what's that for?
Backup.
How old is the one we have?
It's a 2006.
We're talking about 150, Rusty?
We talked to Danny Bales from Hampton, and Danny said about 140, 150.
How old is ours?
2006.
2006.
Danny said we should get a decent price for a tournament.
What's wrong with ours?
Excuse me?
What's wrong with it?
It's just getting up there in the age.
2006?
Well, 2006, and then if you get it in order now, you're probably going to get it for at least 2 years. So if we wait another 2 years, well, then you're going to wait another 2 years after that. This is not, you know.
2006 is not very old for a backhoe. I mean, I see machinery last for 100 years.
Yeah, we'll get the quote and then bring it back, right? Any more? Bev?
No.
Lee?
Not much. We had the generator down to the sewer pump station. Serviced by Foley, and now everything's digital. Gave Mike can hook up to it. Rich can look up to it, the town. Other than that, and one question, T-Mobile. Has anybody heard anything from them? Or are you going to wait? Is that on your agenda?
They're on the clock. They had the earlier 6 months from the date they signed the agreement. I think there's about 3 months left.
Okay.
Or until they got the building permit from the town, but they're on the clock. If they got to start paying in 6 months, whether they apply for the building permit or the site plan approval, period.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's their risk by delaying.
Okay. And
then, rent's got to be paid within the earlier of those dates.
About 3 months, and then they start paying.
I'm trying to recall when I came back to report it that they signed it, but. They're on the clock. Maybe it's been 4 months for that matter. I'm not sure. But it's definitely just a matter of looking at the date that they signed it and add 6 months.
Okay. And then Mr. Kloon got a email from the county about the homestead. So we're going to get together and we're gonna talk about that. They're probably, according to Joe, they're probably looking at next year starting.
Well, start 2023, completion. Fourth quarter of 2024.
Yep. A good asset for us.
So they're going to have to get some easements from the state that
they're
being very. I'm telling you, if you ever try to get an easement out of the state of New Jersey across the trail, for example.
Rich, as far as I know,
519.
They're going right up 519, which they'd have
County Road.
The right of way.
Okay.
Bring it right up the right away.
That's right to our pipe.
But as far as I know, they haven't contacted the DEP about amending the sewer service area.
Okay.
They haven't contacted Frankfurt about getting an application from them. So we have some work to do. I'm just glad to see they finally got around.
Probably what this meeting is about, try to get some information.
Pardon?
Probably this meeting is to get the information so they can proceed.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. Anything else?
I'm about ready to go on that. No, that's it for me.
Mary? Troy?
One question. The residual money that we have, is that designated that has to be spent somehow or another? Where does that money end up? Or does anybody know that?
I think she said we can't spend it for a year. So we got to wait. It has to be set aside for a year. So a year from when we got it.
That's the same thing from the trail.
Huh?
That was the same thing.
Yeah, so the money's got to set for a year, and I don't know when we get it.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question myself.
Yeah, it goes to the general.
I would ask
Chris.
Chris.
Yeah, Chris told us a year ago, you know.
Well, I sent an email, but she
didn't get a response. She never got back to you.
But now, is that water money because it was hooked into the reservoir?
No.
Or that's just.
Whatever we want to use it for. Whatever we want to use it for.
Okay.
What we need.
And then the only other thing is the reservoir, since we sealed the deal. Like I said, I'd like to have some thought about opening the reservoir to the public, whether it's to the town or whether it's, you know, to the whole community or whatever. I mean, like I said, every other town around that has water, I mean, I don't know how long we're going to sit on it, but like I mentioned, it could take 4 or 5 years before we sell it, if we're going to sell it. And, you know, I'm sure there comes some liability comes along with it, but something I'd like to really entertain, since, like I said, it's...
Well, give these guys something to think about.
Not being used at the moment by anybody else, and...
Well, I'm hoping to meet, we got some things on board, and I'm hoping to meet with them, or select that Rich and I are going to meet with them. Talk about some things that they want to do, and we'll meet with Frankfurt, we'll get a couple of us to meet with Frankfurt to see, just to talk, that's all, just to talk. Open line of communications is good.
Right.
So other than that, okay? Right. Is that it, Troy?
Yeah.
The only thing I have is Thursday, there's a meeting at Yutter's Diner Chamber meeting. How can I say this delicately?
Just say it.
Go ahead.
I think... I do a lot of running around for meetings from here, there, and around, and I think somewhere along the line the council members themselves are going to have to start getting involved in some of this. I mean, I bring back the information, but, you know, we all have to understand one thing. We took an oath to help, you know, we got elected and took an oath to protect the borough branch, so to do the best we can. I mean, I do the best I can. I go to different meetings, but I think sometimes the council people have to understand that they're being paid like I am. And if it means taking a couple hours off or vacation time to go to some meetings, I think it'd be worth your while. You'll get to know the other people around. I've got to know quite a few people. When Bill was on the council, we went all over the county together. We thought we were married sometimes when you go to different meetings. But he went with me every time, and whatever I missed, he picked up. And I think that's what has to happen with this group somewhere, sometime or another. Because Kate usually puts out a notice to everybody that the meeting is a certain time. If you want to go, contact me. I don't mind doing the driving. Kate and I go to meetings all the time. But I think it's time that you guys are all, we're all going to have to get involved in it. I don't mind doing it. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy talking to people, but I think it's time that we all get involved. Thank you.
Are you going to the meeting?
Huh?
Are you going to the meeting?
Yeah, I'm going Thursday.
Maybe you should mention to them if they want to work and start to show up, they can have it at night and not because...
I understand that, but most of the meetings are going to be during the day.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, most...
It doesn't work out for the...
I understand that, and I know. But that's part of the...
Working an hour away from here.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story. I'll tell you a little story. When I became mayor, my boss told me one morning, he wanted to know who I was working for, the borough branch or him. So I retired a year earlier because this is what I got elected to do.
I'll talk to my wife about that. See how she feels.
Man, I just told mine.
Do I pay my taxes?
No. I'm just saying what I had to do because... You know, he laid it right on the line to me, so I figured it was easier for me just to retire. And I know you can't, but other than that, I need some motion. I'm going to have to motion to pay the vouchers, so I don't forget. Motion to pay the voucher?
Motion.
Second?
Yeah.
Roll call?
Bathgate?
Yes.
Bellis?
Yes.
Doremus?
Yes.
Orr?
Yes.
Van Stone?
Yes.
Weitzel?
Yes.
Mr. Valente, you're up.
Other than mentioning, as I said, about T-Mobile and saying that the PFAS litigation is proceeding. I don't really have anything to add. this evening, unless anybody had any questions about
anything. I do have one thing here, League of Municipalities, that you have that thing in your portfolio here. I plan on going to one of their meetings. I think they meet, I don't know, quarterly, whatever, but Wayne Howe used to go all the time. He was even president of it. So, okay, their next meeting is set for January 19th at 11 a.m. Oh, that's something that we can't make. That's a workshop. No, we're not going to do that. That must be their reorganization. Yeah. It's their new meeting, yeah.
They haven't had a schedule yet.
Yeah.
They've only been doing virtual meetings.
Okay. Oh, that's all? Okay.
That's, well, as of last year, as far as I've been reading my emails.
Oh, good.
I don't really get into that virtual stuff. So
okay.
But if they set up, once they set up the schedule,
oh, good.
Usually at night, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Usually a Tuesday, I think. Tuesday, when was it? Tuesday,
January 19th at 11 a.m.
Yeah, that's a reorganization meeting. I want to wish everybody a happy new year, Merry Christmas, and be safe, and I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second? Roll call?
Bathgate?
Yes.
Bellis?
Yes.
Doremus?
Yes.
Orr?
Yes.
Vanstone?
Yes.